The Mind Aware, 777.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. It's so nice that you're spending time with me. That's awesome. This is Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to leverage the power of mindset to build your business faster. I'm Dana Wild. I'm your host. And if you want to leverage the power of mindset every single day, get up, get that jolt of happy in the mail every morning so you can start your day right, take intentional action, then check out the Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs free daily newsletter. You can find it at danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A, danawild.com/mantra. So today we are going to talk about how to market your business, how to tell a new story that shifts the results in both your productivity and in getting leads. What? I'll tell you what. We had somebody write in, and what she said, I think it's a she, actually. I'm not 100% sure, but I think this is a she. She said, Dana, I have a problem, and the problem is myself. My lack of confidence keeps me from picking up the phone to create more business. My business would be better if I didn't hold myself back. I talk myself out of making calls, following up with customers, etc. I tend to wait for moments when I'm face-to-face with people to grow my business, booking shows from shows. I'd like to fill my calendar and have more shows ahead. Okay, direct seller, right? Going to an in-home presentation, booking future presentations while you're at the party, not picking up the phone to get business. Well, I'm going to tell you something because I see this all the time. And here's what I see all the time. We get stuck in our heads that there's only one way to grow a business, whatever it is. Depends on the industry, right? So it might be, well, you have to pick up the phone to grow a business, or you have to build a good funnel, a website funnel to grow a business, or you have to have free discovery calls with potential clients. And if you don't do that, you won't get any clients, or you have to have really good SEO and keywords on your website. And if you don't do that, you won't get any business. I mean, so many, makes me crazy. So many stories. We get bamboozled. I just wanted to say bamboozled. We get bamboozled into thinking that there's only one way to do it. And we get really focused on that thing. Like if only I could pick up the phone, I would have more business. That's the story that's going on. I have good news for you. Are you ready? You don't have to pick up the phone ever to build your business. Think about it this way, because you've probably, you know, been listening to the show for a while. You've heard me talk about the reticular activating system. That's that little part of the brain that's like a matchmaker that lives in your head. And it's sifting through everything all out in the world. And it's noticing whatever you're thinking about and whatever you're talking about. It's a little matchmaker. This is why if you are pregnant or expecting, you're going to see pregnant women everywhere. Or if you're looking for a new car, you start to see that car everywhere. Sometimes you just bought a car, a different car, and then you start to see it everywhere. That's the reticular activating system. Anything you think about, anything you talk about, your RAS says this is important to you. Dana, you're thinking about this an awful lot. I'm your brain. I'm going to help you out, and I'm going to look for more of this for you. So when we tell these stories, and just feel your energy in your body when you say the story, oh, I don't feel like picking up the phone. I just don't feel like picking up the phone. I don't feel like it. I never feel like it. My business isn't going to grow if I don't pick up the phone. The energy in your body is like, wah, 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 right? So I could sit here and do a whole show about how to get yourself excited and fired up for picking up the phone. And any of you could do that. You could do that right now. You could say, no, Dana, I really do want to pick up the phone. So I want to be fired up about it. Well, then you have to just start saying, seriously, I'm not kidding you. Start saying things like, I notice I'm getting more and more excited about picking up the phone. I notice I'm getting more and more excited about picking up the phone. If you say that 20 times right now, as soon as the show's done, right now, with the intention of getting fired up, you're not going to be able to hold yourself back. It is literally that easy. Your brain kicks into gear and says, got it. You're getting excited about picking up the phone. I'm on it. Let's generate some excitement in your body. Isn't that great? This is how awesome our brains are. So that's one option, and I'm not saying you shouldn't do that option. It sounds to me like there might be a better option for you. And here's the other option I'm going to suggest for you. And anybody out here wants to jump in on this. What if your reality was that you were so in demand that people were calling you? Like, think about, what if you literally could barely keep up with the business that was coming at you? Think about that feeling of like, oh my gosh, I got another one, and I got another one, and I just booked another one, and I just booked another one. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. They're coming out of the woodwork. If that was happening, would you be telling a story like, oh, I really should be picking up the phone? Well, no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't be telling that story. You'd be telling the story of, how am I going to keep up with all this business story? That would be the next story you'd be telling. So this isn't about what you need to do to build your business. This is about, what do you want to say to yourself to create the business that you want? So you're saying to yourself now something that's creating a situation, a feeling that you don't want. If you were saying to yourself instead, they're coming out of the woodwork, or I'm so excited to pick up the phone, you would be having a different reaction. So here's what I'd like you to think about. You have clearly stated in your message, you like booking shows from shows. You like being face to face with people. You like to fill your calendar that way. And you know what? When I was in direct sales, that's how I did it too. I loved booking my calendar face to face. And I really was never somebody who picked up the phone. If you think about it, if every time you're at a party or a show, you book two different shows, book two new shows, like, what if that kind of became your mantra and your goal? What would happen is you would start to get so overbooked so fast, you would have to sponsor people to your business. That's what happened to me. I would end up going to shows and going, look it, we're going to book some shows here. Somebody here also needs to sign up because I've got too many shows. Because if you do the math, if every time you show up to a show, you book two shows, it becomes physically impossible to do those at a certain point. And so then it becomes very easy to sponsor. Becomes so easy to sponsor because you're literally getting more business than you can handle. So that's something you already like. That's something you're already good at. So now that becomes your main marketing method. And you go all in making that your thing. How can I get good at this? How can I get really good at this? Like, I'm already good at it. How can I be great at it? How can I be so good at it? What things can I do and test? What games can I try? What referral programs can I do? What bonuses can I offer? What kinds of things can I do to just keep this interesting and having fun and keep building with this? So now you've got a viable new story that you can start to milk here. You can start to say, ever since I started going all in with booking shows from shows. Remember, the words ever since are power words for the brain. When you say the words ever since, your brain says, oh yeah, that's true. That happened. Ever since I heard that show from Dana about booking parties from parties, your brain goes, yeah, you heard that show. I remember, that's true. And then it thinks anything you say after that is also true. Ever since I made that decision to go all in with shows, I can't keep up. I've got so much business. I'm sponsoring left and right because I'm booking left and right. Ever since I dropped the idea that I had to make phone calls to build my business, things have really been looking up. I'm booking left and right. I feel so much relief to know that I've got right here in my pocket this method that already works. And here's what's fun about this, because obviously I'm answering somebody's question directly, but every one of you who's listening, you've got some method that you love that works for you. You've got something or some superpower that works for you. You can check out yourmarketingsuperpower.com, yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and there's a little quiz you can take there. And it takes about 5 minutes to do the quiz, but by the time you're done, it will tell you what your marketing superpower is. And so it'll come up and it'll say, like, you know, you'd be a good interviewer, or you're a writer, or you are good with technology, like statistics, analytics, right? So it'll tell you what you're good at, what your thing is. So check it out, yourmarketingsuperpower.com. And so that's the quote unquote work. You get to build your business your way. You get to build your business in exactly the way you want, any way you want to. And so the quote unquote work, which we like to call it play, is just telling the story. Train your brain. Say those things that feel good. I love building my business my way. It feels so good to know I can do it my way. I am good at certain things. Certain things are easy for me. I can do it this way. It's so fun to think I can build my business my way. Things are getting better and better. I've got more leads than I can handle. I can't even keep up with the business. It's gotten so good. Ever since I started training my brain, I'm busier and busier. My life is so full. I love that I'm getting team members to help me. Everything is so good. I love training my brain. I love telling that new story. I love building my business this way. I love seeing the money come in. Ooh, just so good being a brain trainer.